These are eggs. Quick whisk, no risk, protein punch, power lunch, bake for dinner, easy winner, fed the lot, hit the spot, eggs. And why pick up more eggs when you're shopping? Because there are more ways to enjoy them. Like bacon and mushroom fried rice with poached eggs, delicious sautéed potatoes with spinach and eggs, or everyone's favourite, a simple cheese omelette for lunch. So versatile, so nourishing. And always choose eggs with a Board Bia quality mark for the highest standards verified at every stage. Eggs, crack on.
Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news with the Irish Independent WhatsApp channel.
Listen and follow the Left Wing Rugby podcast with me, Will Slattery, and Luke Fitzgerald.
I hope that they kind of keep it calm, keep it measured. I think if you get those things right, I think they've got the best potential and headroom in terms of how far they can go and what kind of performance they can deliver. They'll have a great day.
Every week on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A political earthquake and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar at the epicentre.
I am resigning as President and Leader of Fine Gael effective today and will resign as Taoiseach as soon as my successor is able to take up that office. My reasons for stepping down are both personal and political. I believe this government can be re-elected and I believe my party, Fine Gael, can gain seats in the next Dáil. But after careful consideration and some soul-searching, I believe that a new Taoiseach and a new leader will be better placed than me to achieve that. Politicians are human beings and we have our limitations. We give it everything until we can't anymore and then we have to move on. I want to finish by thanking the people of Ireland for giving me the opportunity to serve them. And I promise I'll keep working for Ireland and my community in any way I can in the future. Thank you very much.
Why did he step down? Who will succeed him? And where does this leave the coalition government who are facing a year of elections? I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today on this breaking news special of the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan, to look at the aftershock of Leo Varadkar's unexpected announcement. Fionnán, Leo Varadkar has announced that he's stepping down as Taoiseach and as leader of Fine Gael. It was a day that kind of began as any other. Was it fair to say that nobody really saw this coming?
Complete bolt from the blue. At the same time, there were rumblings within Fine Gael last week in particular, following the significant defeat of the referendum. And there has been talk of about Leo Varadkar's leadership effectively since the general election in 2020, when they had a very poor result. Events like the formation of a new government and COVID-19 intervened. And during that period, you know, his satisfaction rating spiked, so did Fine Gael's. But, you know, they gradually drifted back down and they weren't really seen to have recovered whatsoever from the last general election. In the past 6 to 9 months, we've had basically now 10 Fine Gael TDs signalling they won't be running in the next general election. As recently as yesterday, Kieran Cannon, the Galway East former junior minister, signalling he won't be running. So that was hardly a vote of confidence. So Fine Gael were heading into the local European elections at the end of the first week in June and expecting a drubbing. Heading in with 5 European election seats, expecting at best to come back with 3. And on the local election side, expecting to have a very bad day. So that was going to make the situation even more difficult for Leo Varadkar. The problem with last weekend's referendum defeat is, as we saw, when you've got 3/4 of the country basically saying no to a proposal that has been put to them, it does kind of signal that a government that is out of touch with the populace. And Leo Varadkar was the one who fronted up these referenda. He was the one who was said to be most enthusiastic about running them, that there wasn't any great appetite amongst others within the government. And it probably just brought everything to a head. Now, it is notable that Taoiseach then went off for Paddy's Day to Washington. Would he have done this a week ago if that wasn't coming up? You know, perhaps. Comes back from Washington, has a talk last night with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Green Party leader Emma Ryan, and signals he'll be resigning, and then tells Fine Gael ministers this morning. Word started to get out this morning of what people were calling an earthquake coming out of government buildings. We were unclear exactly was that the Taoiseach resigning? Was it somebody else resigning? Was it a European Commissioner job? Was it a general election? And bit by bit across the morning, we managed to establish that it was actually the Taoiseach leaving and that he would be announcing this at 12 noon. So it has caught a lot of people out. But yet at the same time, it can't be described as entirely unexpected that Leo Varadkar will be resigning as Fine Gael leader and Taoiseach. He has basically indicated in his speech that he feels he is no longer the best person to lead the party and lead the government. And at the same time, he also said his reasons for standing down were both political and personal. So I think there will be a lot of analysis of what exactly that comment means, what are the reasons for him standing down at this particular time, on this particular moment. So whoever the new leader is will basically come into the job, and 2 months later they'll have their first electoral test. As for Leo Varadkar, there'll be ups and downs very definitely in his term of office, but today will be viewed as pretty much a low point.
And during that announcement, he did get quite emotional as well.
Yeah, he got emotional. I suppose you should get emotional if you're standing down as leader of the country. He got involved in politics from quite a young age, as a teenager. Electoral setbacks along the way. Lost his first election famously in the local elections. Bounced back and got the biggest vote almost in the country in local elections. And then a stellar rise then as a TD, a front bencher, a minister, and then to be overwhelmingly elected as the party leader and Taoiseach, and then to come back and serve a second term as Taoiseach. Yeah, it's understandable that he would be emotional about this day when he is standing down. His minister is standing beside him and quite emotional, and you could see the emotion on people's faces as well. And also, there's probably, you know, a bit of an element of shock as well. I don't think they were expecting it. There wasn't an indication from any of them over recent days that they thought that this was coming down the track.
What's next for Varadkar? Will he stay on as a TD? Is it too early to say?
So he said that he will remain as TD for Dublin West. Now, does that mean he's going to run in the general election? We don't know. He resigns today as leader of Fine Gael. He stays on as Taoiseach pending a new leader of Fine Gael being appointed in the coming weeks. And that's going to be quite a fast process. He's basically put a deadline on it now ahead of April 6th when their party Ardesh is on ahead of the local and European elections. So he's effectively said the party's got 2 weeks to sort out its business. And that's quite a rapid time frame. It kind of does suggest that there won't be the wide-scale election campaign that they had last time when he and Simon Coveney went up against each other to replace Enda Kenny. There was kind of a nationwide tour of debates. The party members were involved in voting and so on and so forth. He is kind of putting pressure now on the party to say, you need to make a decision a lot faster here, obviously with the Easter break coming up. The Dáil sits today, tomorrow, and then it's effectively off for 2 weeks. So there'll be frantic activity now to see, right, so who are the runners and riders? Who's going for it? Is Simon Coveney going to go again? Pascal Donoghue, now that he's not going for the IMF job in Washington, is he back in play? Simon Harris has long had ambitions for this role, we all know, and would probably be the best prepared as of now to rally people around them. But there might also be a view within the parliamentary party that, look, we're a year out from a general election. We need to go with more stability and someone who is more tested in the higher portfolios in government. And that would point towards Donoghue or Coveney. Heather Humphreys is also in the reckoning there as well, regarded as, you know, very common sense and experienced minister. Helen McEntee's fortunes have probably dropped back quite a bit over the course of the last year. She was considered to be a future leadership contender. I don't think she's mentioned in that space now. So those ministers will have to decide fairly fast, because they're going to be asked now, so are you running or are you not? Politics moves on very, very quickly. Up until about lunchtime today, it will be, all right, Leo's leaving, why is he leaving, so on and so forth. And from then on, it will basically be, right, so who's the next leader of the country?
And will all eyes be on the general election now and who can successfully bring Fine Gael through that?
Yeah, I mean, Leo Varadkar has said in his speech that he believes Fine Gael can go into the next general election, win more seats, and that the current government can be re-elected. And when you look at the opinion polls, that's not a million miles away from reality either. But at the same time, they need to be performing better than they are at the moment. And it did look like, you know, when Leo Varadkar came back in, he talked 18 months ago about, you know, a renewed focus in government. He was looking at particular areas like housing and child poverty and so on and so forth. And we didn't really see that increased emphasis that he was talking about. Instead, the housing situation has continued to flail along. And the immigration issue has expanded quite dramatically to be a mainstream political issue, and one where, when you look at events over recent weeks, you'd say not one where the government had a particular handle on the situation. You just have to look at what was going on down in Mount Street in Dublin City Centre over the course of the past week, with a shanty town of tents building up there, people being moved out, people moving back, and no real grasp or appreciation that the public was watching this and saying, who exactly is in charge? And the same thing happened with the referendum, where basically a proposition was put to the people. There didn't seem to be any general direction around it. There didn't seem to be an ability to communicate it to people. What was the purpose of it? Where was it going? What would the implications be? A lack of anticipation of the obvious questions. Ultimately, it was roundly and comprehensively defeated, quite deservedly, if you look at the amount of effort that the government went into, which was quite poor.
How will this impact the timing of a general election? I know we didn't have any firm indication of when it was going to be called. Some were speculating it was kind of going to be towards the end of the year. Will that change things now?
Yeah, so you would imagine that a new leader of the party will want as long a time as possible to bed in. I mean, it's already well said, oh, look, we know these people. I mean, we've seen them around enough over the course of the last decade. They don't need to introduce themselves to the public, but actually they do. Becoming the Taoiseach is a dramatic step up from whatever role you've previously occupied. And therefore, they're going to have to settle into that. They're going to have to settle into the political party machinations as well, in terms of being the leader of Fine Gael. So one would imagine at this particular juncture, you'd probably be looking at a later date rather than an earlier one at this point. Leo Varadkar had been toying with the prospect of a general election probably in the autumn. That was the general hint he was offering. Where Micheál Martin had been saying, I think we should go the full 5 years, stay on until next February, March of next year, show to people that you're going to see out a full term. And you'd probably be thinking as of now that whoever takes over will most likely adopt that mindset.
And other political parties are now, Holly Kearns, for example, is calling for a general election. Will those other parties benefit from this with the change in leadership in Fine Gael?
You'd often have a political party getting a bounce off the back of a new leader coming into place. It's someone presuming that they, you know, they get a lot of exposure, they get to pitch their vision to the public at large, their profile goes up, and therefore, you know, that sort of added profile does tend to give you a bit of a bounce in the opinion polls, provided you're saying something sort of new that people haven't heard before. So you'd expect, you know, whoever the new leader is, that they should benefit in some regard. It's still a long road for Fine Gael. The local and European elections are coming at them fast. That's going to be tough regardless of who exactly the leader is. And they probably get a pass at this stage. You'd probably look at them and go, well, look, what was this leader supposed to do? They were only in the job 6-8 weeks before this happening, so they're not really to blame. And then there's a rebuilding process. I suppose part of what we're seeing with Leo Varadkar standing down today is that it is kind of the end of a particular era for Fine Gael, a journey they've been on since Enda Kenny took them into office back in 2011. And the party probably hasn't had time to renew or refresh itself during that time period. There was even talk after the last general election that maybe they'd have been better off going into opposition to kind of rebuild and get back in touch with their base and their core principles and come back renewed in that regard. That didn't happen. And when you're in government, it is very difficult to remain in touch with your party base. It becomes more difficult to sell yourself to the public as well, because you are, in effect, to blame for all the ills of the nation. From the other party's perspectives, they will probably look at it and think, okay, Leo Varadkar, his popularity with the public was probably waning. Can a new leader, whoever that may be, turn about their fortunes in any regard? That's a possibility in the short term.
And Fionnán, finally, what do you think Leo Varadkar's legacy will be?
Well, I think you look at the peak period of his leadership, and that was during COVID-19, you'd have to say, at a time when there was enormous uncertainty within the nation about what exactly was happening. In those early phases, I suppose those speeches on the steps of government buildings did say to people, look, there's somebody in charge here. We have a plan. It's going to have to change. This situation is evolving quite rapidly. That will probably be a high point for him in office. Obviously, the economy has continued to thrive during his term as leader as well. But I suppose the problem is he came in as leader of Fine Gael, heading on nearly 7 years now. There was enormous expectation of a new way of doing things, that he would come in and he had this very forthright and brash and direct way of communicating, and he probably lost that along the way. His style became quite muddled. There was a lot of suggestions in this term in office as Taoiseach that he just wasn't really as into the job. The hunger wasn't there as much as it was previously. And that kind of maverick style that he had cultivated in his earlier career just wasn't really seen when he was Taoiseach. So it'll be mixed in that regard. From a Fine Gael perspective, it won't be great. I mean, he's leaving the party pretty much languishing in the polls. They had a very bad general election in 2020. They've now got a third of their TDs basically saying they're going to stand down for the next election. So, yeah, I would think Leo Varadkar will look back upon those days of 4 years ago in the early throes of COVID-19 and say, at a time when the country needed leadership, he stepped up.
And my thanks to Fionnán Sheehan. And you can find more updates on this developing story on the Irish Independent. I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today's extra episode of the Indo Daily was produced by Garrett Mulhall, researched by Dave Hanratty, with sound by John Smith. Archive clips from RTE News and the Irish Independent. If you like listening to the Indo Daily, make sure to follow us and leave us a review.
These are eggs. Quick whisk, no risk, protein punch, power lunch, bake for dinner, easy winner, fed the lot, hit the spot, eggs. And why pick up more eggs when you're shopping? Because there are more ways to enjoy them. Like bacon and mushroom fried rice with poached eggs, delicious sautéed potatoes with spinach and eggs, or everyone's favourite, a simple cheese omelette for lunch. So versatile, so nourishing. And always choose eggs with a Board Bia quality mark for the highest standards verified at every stage. Eggs. Crack on.